Welcome to Living a Fanatical Life podcast, where faith, empowerment, and purpose collide. I am your host, Bridget Washington, the Passion Inspirator, and I am super excited to share with you. But before we get into today's episode, here is our fanatical declaration. Say less, do more. Instead of talking about what you're going to do, just do it. Your words and intentions won't fulfill your goals and dreams, but definitely your actions will. So ask yourself, what do I need to say less and do more on today to place me in a position that draws me one step closer to my dreams and goals coming to fruition? So let's hop into today's episode. I want to talk to you about no more procrastination. Now, I'm sure that at some point in time, we all have procrastinated, whether it was intentional or unintentional. But to avoid being labeled as a chronic procrastinator, how do you overcome it? That's pretty simple. By doing the thing when you don't feel like doing it. But then you may ask yourself, okay, how do I do the thing when I don't feel like doing it? What causes me to want to do it? And that is motivation. So an additional question to that is, how do I motivate myself? One thing is to truly understand the implications of not doing something in the time we are allotted. Each day is a special gift, and our God-given time is so precious. The hours we are allotted won't come back again, and when they are gone, they're gone. We need to make the most of the gift of the new day we've been blessed with. Understand this, procrastination is a cancer to your God-given purpose and causes you to waste the gift of a new day, time, and resources that God has already provided for us to succeed. Think about that. So if you are a person that struggles with procrastination, here are four tips to help you. Number one, plan. If you don't plan, your plans will ultimately fail. Planning will help you to hone in on the importance of what you need to do, what needs to be done, and the impact it will have on your life if you don't do what needs to be done. Number two, allocate a certain amount of time to get a task done. When you allocate the time, it will help you not to drag on longer than required to get the task done, and you will be surprised how focused and efficient you can become when you are up against a clock. If you need to, place your phone on Do Not Disturb, as this will help you to remove the temptation to respond to any notifications that may come your way. Number three, celebrate and acknowledge your wins. No matter how big or small they are, celebrate them. This becomes an act of self-celebration for the work you have done, and it basically, you know, helps you to encourage yourself to want to do more. And lastly, number four, take a self-care rest day. You can either choose to do absolutely nothing or do things that feed your soul. Take a spa day, brunch, watch movies, take naps, whatever ignites and refreshes your soul, do it. Now, if you start implementing these four points, you will see a difference in your mood. This will help you to change your mindset. It'll help you to stop procrastinating, and you'll start to see progress in the areas that you need to be winning in. This is your girl, Bridget Washington, and as always, thank you for tuning in. Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, such as iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud, or Amazon Alexa. You can also follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Bridget Empowers. See you on the next episode of Living a Fanatical Life podcast. And remember to always live fanatical.